How'd you feel during some pressure free throws?
Oh, felt amazing.
Yeah.
That's exactly where you want to be, especially the type of, you know, player and like where I want to be. It's going to be a lot of moments like that. So, I mean, it's just a little thing in a row. Just glad I made both.
What are your thoughts on the Elam ending, the Target score?
Oh, I love it. It actually makes you compete a little bit. Then we go up three, and then they got five. And then it just adds a little pressure for you, especially for, you know, the young guys, obviously learning how to execute, learning what, you know, shots we want. And in a moment like that, I mean, obviously, you know, we've seen Isaiah, you know, we know what he's capable of, and just didn't seem rattled. Obviously, it's summer league, but, you know, it's all about this, you know, taking steps. So, you know, this was one of them.
What are you most proud of about this performance tonight?
I think the best players in the league get to the line. And I think, you know, free throw line helped me get in rhythm. Obviously, you know, some of the shots didn't fall that I wanted to. But I think, you know, my recognition of, you know, spacing, you know, recognition of the shot that I want to get to, late in the shot clock, getting downhill, drawing fouls, knowing what matchup I want, I think that's what I was most proud of. You know, when we get to the real season, it's going to be just like that. Teams switch 1-4,
yeah.
Got to find a matchup late game, or got to find a guy that's in rhythm. But, you know, especially those things, and then, you know, the connection between me and Walt, obviously getting, you know, way better than last year, I feel like. Using my voice more on the bench, understanding, you know, if I'm going right, what we get into, if I'm going left, what we get into, and just being on the same page. So this is good for us.
And then on the other side, what's the thing you want to most improve on next time you get out there?
Obviously, you know, keeping the wind up. But I think, obviously, I switched on to, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be disrespectful. I don't know his name, but number 30.
Okay.
And obviously, he had it going. I would definitely want to get to a point where I'm able to, you know, kind of stay on that matchup and also be aggressive on the other end. So I think, you know, defensively, just continuing to use my voice and recognition of things, that recognizing the plays or recognizing actions that I've seen, you know, during the regular season, and just making it easier for us defensively. If we use our voice, everything else, you know, kind of works in unison. So continue to use my voice, be louder, and continue to, you know, hold that pride with me on that end.
You played summer league last year. How do you compare, I guess, the intensity and just the crowd tonight compared to last year, whether it's Salt Lake or in Vegas?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, this was a little, you know, I like this one a lot. I like this game. Obviously the fans showed up just the same as last year. But going into the game, first year had jitters obviously, but now it was just like routine almost. Go back home, nap, eat, come here, get ready for the game, be mentally locked in. And when I got out there, it kind of, you know, obviously knocked some rust off playing in the NBA arena again. But I felt, you know, super comfortable, especially it's great that we get to start off summer league, you know, around our fans and our home, and, you know, give them something excited to think about.
What kind of happened with that dust up with Bryce and Zach?
Yeah, you know, Zach obviously big guy, wants to protect his, you know, teammate, I guess. I kind of want to show him a little bit, like, you ain't gonna really bump him out the way like that, especially not in Salt Lake. We not going for that. But obviously, I know kind of a little bit about Zach, especially from IMG. Know he's a good guy, but you know, anything can happen in between the lines. But, you know, obviously after the game, everything stays, you know, between lines, and we show a lot of love. Our motto is show love, so no matter what, we definitely going to do that. So it was just a little fun. Things happen. But it was definitely good. It definitely gave the game a little bit more energy, for sure.
Has it been good to see Sean kind of in a different light, him kind of leading you somewhere?
Yeah. You know, obviously we know Sean was in the – behind the bench. We all know who works with Larry. So, you know, with a star like that, you kind of got to pay, kind of put your time into him almost. Because, mm-hmm. You know, obviously when you're a star player, your mind got to be somewhere else than the 13, 14 people in your squad. So, but now he got the chance to coach us, head coach, and like our communication and relationship has grown. Obviously, I didn't know some things that Sean knew, and I'm able to kind of tell him things or kind of say things to him that he didn't think I would know. So it's gonna be good for sure to, you know, have this dialogue with each other, and then, you know, obviously we get to the regular season, it kind of helps me carry that over to with Will. And even with the regular season going on, I'm still able to have that dialogue with Sean, and he'll understand me even more just because we've been together so much throughout the summer and continue with dialogue. So it's definitely helped me, you know, mold me in many ways.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.